Okay, let's bow our heads.
我们先低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us now to study your word.
感谢天父给我们时间，让我们能够学习你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message, that these things would become a reality in our soul.
我们祷告，希望我们能够非常专注的在这些你教导我们的话语上，能够让这些话语都能进入我们的魂中。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
我们所有的祷告，因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the word Amen, of course, means to believe. So when you say Amen, it's like you're saying, I believe this is true, or I have faith in these words.
当我们讲 Amen 的时候呢，其实它就代表说我相信的意思，也就是当我们说出 Amen 的时候，就是在表示我们对这所有的真理是非常相信的。
A very famous case or use of this word we see in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6.
Genesis.
Chapter 15,、verse 6.
创世纪十五章第六节。
This is the verse that Paul quotes out of when he's writing Romans chapter 4. I think it's about verse 4. Remember he said, Abraham believed and it was credited to him as righteousness. Paul used the same verse.So he used Genesis 15:6 when he was talking about imputed righteousness.
当保罗在写罗马书四章四节的时候，他其实在引用的是创世纪十五章六节的，就是当你相信的时候，你就得到了完整的公义。
You should be familiar with that passage because I've taught it quite a lot, actually talking about imputed righteousness.
因为我们已经应该很熟悉这个经句，因为我们常常在谈到就是那种被授予的这个公义。
Paul uses the example of Abraham as from Genesis 15 to talk about this righteousness that's given to all who believe in Jesus Christ.
因为保罗呢常常会提到就是亚伯拉罕他被给予了这样子的完整的公义这件事情，是我们所有的信徒都可以得到的。
And he also uses David as an example.
他同时呢用到大卫当作一例子。
It's a good example passage to use when you're studying about how people were saved in the Old Testament.
所以这是一个很好的一个案例，说保罗在解释当旧约时代的这些信徒他们是如何得救的。
Because a lot of people think that people in the Old Testament were saved through some kind of a ritual or some kind of a system of works, perhaps keeping the Ten Commandments, for example.
因为很多人会误以为在旧约时代的这些信徒，他是经由一些仪式或者是一些规则哈，你要比如说十诫的遵守，你才能得救。
But the New Testament is very clear that no one is saved by keeping the Mosaic Law.
但是我们在新约里面很清楚的讲说，没有人可以因为你遵守了摩西律法，你就可以得救。
Even Abraham, when he believed in Jesus Christ, when he was saved, it was about 1,000 or maybe 700 years before the Mosaic Law.
而亚伯拉罕呢，他得救的时间却是早在摩西律法前700年，他就得救了。
Yeah, and there's other passages which tell us that offering up animal sacrifices, that doesn't give you salvation either.
而有些新约的教导也让我们知道呢，我们把动物献祭也不见得可以得到我们的救恩。
And when you study doctrine, you can see very clearly that the Old Testament saints or the Old Testament believers, they were saved because they believed in Jesus Christ.
而在这些教导中，我们终于理解旧约时代的信徒，他之所以得救，是因为他们相信了耶稣基督。
And Romans chapter 4 is one of the passages which explains this very clearly.
而罗马书的四章呢，就是把这样子的一些讯息解释得非常清楚的地方。
And Paul is quoting from Moses. Remember, it was Moses that wrote the book of Genesis. And he uses that passage, Romans 15:6.
而保罗呢，就是他是引用了摩西所写的创世纪的这些经句，就是十五章六节，是摩西所写的创世纪，来讲表达来说明这件事。
And when Paul says Abraham believed. The Greek word is pistis, but the Hebrew word going back into Genesis is amen. That's where we get the word amen from. So amen is a verb to mean to believe. Abraham believed in the Lord and it was credited to him as righteousness. The verb there for believe is amen.
You mean Paul wrote amen?
No. Paul wrote pistiotheson. That's the Greek verb. But in the Hebrew, when Moses was writing, he used the word amen.
好，所以呢，在摩西在十五章六节所写的亚伯拉罕相信好的时候，他用的这个字就是用 amen， 也就是用希伯来文来讲说我相信。
That's right. Okay. When we pray, we say, you know, amen. I believe that.
这就是为什么我们每一次祷告的时候，我们都会说 amen， 就是代表我相信。Some people like to say three times. Is there any reason? Amen, amen, amen. Have you heard?
Yeah, I think actually there might be in the Psalms somewhere where maybe somebody is praying, amen, 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 something. I can't remember. One amen should be enough.
Yeah, yeah, because I found some people does that quite often.
Okay, I can have a look. I'm really not sure, to be honest, but maybe there's a passage in Scripture where we have that. Mm-hmm.Really, it's not going to affect your prayer or make your prayer more powerful. What's making your prayer powerful is following correct principles of prayer.
对，就是有些人他们祷告的时候会讲三次 Amen， 那其实听说这个并不会影响到你的祷告的效力哈。那实际上一个祷告要不要有效力，是要能够完全根据我们之前在教导的这个他在教导的这个所有的祷告的原则。
For your prayers to be effective, you have to do it in the right way.
好，所以呢，我们的祷告要有效力，就必须要做对的方式。
Okay, so that's what we're running through this list here. So we've looked at the first principle, of course, was that you pray according to the functioning of grace apparatus for perception, which means that you've been studying and you're applying the word of God under the Holy Spirit.
好，我们已经讲过很多遍了。这个祷告的原则，第一个必须是要按照我们整个帮助领悟的恩典的这个设备，也就是 Z 行动，来让它更有功效。
Basically, what that means is you've been learning and applying doctrine under the filling ministry of the Holy Spirit.
也就是说呢，我们必须要在圣灵充满的状况下，能够去学习并且应用上帝的话语。
The other concept we looked at on Sunday, last Sunday, was talking about the concept that when you're learning doctrine, it's like breathing in. We call it an inhale, and then when you're applying it, it's like an exhale.
好，那第二点呢，就是说，当我们呢学习神的话语的时候，就是代表的是一种吸入，然后当我们实践它的时候，就等于是一个吐出、呼出。好，所以我们的祷告其实也等于是我们将我们所信靠的一个神的话语呢，把它呼出来的一个延伸。
Yeah, and we had verses. We looked at the verse Matthew 21:22, and then also Mark 11:24.
而我们这个是根据马太福音的21章22节跟马可福音的11章24节。
And now we're down to the third principle. I think we might have done this actually, but I'll just go very quickly through it again. Prayer demands understanding of the will of God.
Yeah, we did. 第三个这个原则呢，就是所有的祷告呢，是必须要在了解神的意旨意的情况下。
Okay, and I'll just read the verse again. This is 1 John 5:14.
这约翰一书五章十四节所说。
Okay, it says, "This is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us."
哦，也就是我们能够在神的面前很有信心的是，当我们是按照神的旨意来祈求的话，神一定会听我们的。
And remember, we looked at the concept, if God is hearing you, it doesn't just mean that he's hearing your words and then he has to think about making a decision. So if he hears us, that means he's answering your prayer. He will answer your prayer.
所以我们要理解说，当神听他就听我们的，他听得到的状况下呢，就代表他，他绝对会是会回应我们的。也就是他听到了，他就等于他的回应了。
Yeah, it's not like humans, like when a kid is asking his dad for something, his dad is hearing him, of course, but then he might say, well, no, you can't have that.
因为我们人类的沟通的话可能就不一定了，人类的沟通是爸爸听到儿子的要求，但是他听到了不见得要允许给予。
Of course, when you say your prayer, God also, he's going to hear your prayer. Yeah, he hears every prayer. It's just a matter of, is he going to answer the prayer or not? To understand this, we need to look at the opposite, because there are verses which say, God will not hear your prayers. Now, that means he's not going to answer them.
所以另外一种说法就是，如果说神不会回应你的祷告，就是神他也就等于是不听你的祷告，是同一件事情。
And even just within the concept of this verse, you know, it makes sense, because if we ask according to his will, he hears us. Of course, that means he's going to answer your prayer, because you're asking according to his will.
对，所以当我们的祷告是跟着神的旨意，是符合神的旨意要求的，那当然他是会愿意回应我们的。
The secret again, though, is knowing what is the will of God.
而这个最重要的秘诀呢，是你知道神他的旨意是什么。
Yeah, because if you know the will of God, of course you're asking for things which please God. Of course he's going to give them to you.
神，如果你所要的东西是神会听、会觉得开心的事情，他当然会回应，按照你的祈求回应。
Yeah, imagine a kid, he's got a wealthy father, and he says to the father, he says, Dad, I want to go to Oxford University. Because I want to go there and I want to study really hard and I want to learn how to do good for society. You know, any father with any, if he had the money for it, of course he's going to say yes.
有一个，如果有一个很有钱的父亲的孩子到他爸爸面前说，哎，爸爸，我想要去这个哈佛念书，我想要学习的东西是对社会有益的，那而且我想要非常努力的用功，那这样子的祈求，他的爸爸当然会很心悦诚服的要给他。
You're showing your Taiwanese bias towards American universities. Huh? I think Taiwanese are biased towards American universities.
Bias.
Bias means you always prefer the American universities.
Who say that?
You did. Because I said Oxford and you said Harvard.
I thought you say Harvard. I didn't hear Oxford.
Yeah. Harvard's okay.
Oxford, oh, okay.
It's in England. Okay,
牛津啦，刚才那个 Tim 是在讲牛津大学，我把它想成哈佛大学，所以他就以为我喜欢美国学校。那我当然我 I like Oxford. No, I like Cambridge better than Oxford.
Okay.
If you say Cambridge, I won't mistake.
Okay. Well, yeah, but either way, it's a good university that the father agrees with. Of course, he's going to let his child go to the university.
就是说不论是去哪一个好学校，只要他孩子是愿意认真学习，而且是期待他学习好了可以对社会有帮助的话，他的父亲一定会同意的。
But if the kid had said, oh dad, I want lots of money because I want to go to, was it Ibiza? Have you heard of Ibiza? It's this island where all the young English kids go and they just party, they take drugs and have lots of sex, I guess, and get drunk.
Spain,
somewhere near Spain. I said, and dad, I just want to, you know, I'm going to go and have a good time. Well, the father's probably going to say no.
如果有个小孩跟他爸说，哦，我想要去那个西班牙那个 Ibiza 那个岛去狂欢、嗑药、喝酒、醉个十天，那他爸怎么会给他？
Okay, that's just a simple example. You know, those are obvious examples, but knowing the will of God can sometimes be a little bit more difficult.
这个是很容易就可以理解的，不过有的时候要真正理解神他的真正的旨意，他到底想要我做什么，其实不见得那么简单。
And the reason it can be very difficult is because there is a lot of false thinking in the world. You know, you're in the cosmic system and you've been deceived by Satan many times to understand what is right and what is wrong.
但是呢，因为我们很多时候是因为整个属世系统混淆了我们，所以我们其实已经搞不清楚什么是对，什么是错。那到底神的真正他认为的公义在哪里，他的旨意在哪里，我们其实都被混淆了，都被撒旦给骗了。
Christians get involved in a lot of activities which they think is good, but actually it's what we could call human good or evil. You know, it looks on the outside, it looks very good, it looks like you're helping people, but actually it could be going against the plan of God.
而我们也前面也讲过，在属世系统里面，我们常常会看到一些作为，好像是对这个世界是好的，所以我们就以为它是对的，是好的，但实际上它不见得。
Just to give you examples in our current zeitgeist, which means the current way of thinking in the world, I'm sure there's a lot of Christians and they get tied up or they get attracted by socialism and social justice.
就像现在呢，这个属世啊的系统里面，常常让这个会让一些基督徒也有点搞不太清楚的，就是那种比较社会主义的概念。
Okay, and social justice. Social justice is like where you try to enforce the government to make rules to help people or to make for equality, for example.
那另外一种概念就是说社会主义的矫正哈，就是他们会认为应该让政府尽可能的让贫富均等，都好像越来越能够不要有太大的差异。
Is that fairly clear? Okay, you can see that. This is a term like if you're learning English and you're reading some English newspapers or magazines or even blogs and things, often you'll see the term SJW, which is an acronym for Social Justice Warrior. Okay, and these are the people that are very liberal, usually, and they tend to be fighting for the rights of like the minority people.
这个 SJW 哈，其实现在已经变成一个蛮明确的一个说法，就是代表的是社会公益的战士。好，就有些人他就是为那种很平权啊的那种事情去努力去争取的，就会用 SJW 来代表。
Politicians can take on this kind of an attitude, the SJW. You know, they're trying to help people, which you know you think, okay, that's a good thing, right?
有一些政治人物他甚至把自己定位成 SJW, 好让一般的媒体大众都以为这样子的角色他在让全大家平权，这个是对社会好的，对国家好的。
But you know, often you can be doing the right thing in a wrong way.
但是很多时候我们会把想要做对的事情却用了错误的方法。
You know, the right thing is to help people and make sure that people have opportunities in life.
什么叫对的事情呢？就是帮助人，然后让所有的人都有好的机会。
But if you're providing opportunities for some people, but then rejecting opportunities for other people, or taking away people's free will through government laws and legislation, then that's evil.
但是呢，如果你为了让某些人他可以有多一点机会，却把另外一些人的机会给剥夺了，然后这样子其实有的时候反而是一个非常非常邪恶的状态。
And that's what the social justice warriors try to do in issues, for example, of race and gender and social status and things like this.
You know, like Asian
minorities, yeah, like race issues.
That's race.
Yeah, or issues of race.
You know, in California, now the Asian people, they can only be in the public university, like 25%. They cannot more than 25%.
Wow. See, these social justice warriors have said the Asians have too much advantage, I guess.
Right, but they study so hard, so now the Asian people become more competitive.
Okay, wow. That's evil, because you're taking away people's freedom. They probably say at the same time, 25% of places have to be given to black people or something like that at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's very evil. See, these people are making it an issue about race. They're trying to be good for the black races or the Mexicans or whatever, but at the same time, they're being racist. They say they're not racist. They say the university administrators are racist, but they're the racist ones because they make a big issue about race.
Right.所以像现在有一些这个所谓的这个社会公平战士哈，他们在整个的这个立法上面呢都变成非常非常的强势，所以造成像美国现在有些州啊，他们甚至会控制了比如说入学公立学校大公立大学入学的，如果是亚洲人他只能有25% 的人啊，什么就是不同肤色的人，他都给他规定入学的比例，造成了反而是让很多的人他们没有真正的平等的机会去进到学校。
One of the big issues that social justice warriors do get involved in is race, thinking they're trying to make the world a better place. Really, they should look to God as the example, because God doesn't look at your race. Yeah, he looks at everybody as being people.
像现在，尤其这些所谓的社会公平战士们，他们真的是用一种好像种族当作是一个切割分块的一个方式，但实际上，我们的上帝是从来不会从种族的角度去看所有的事情。
But anyway, so you could have some Christians, and maybe, you know, they're trying to get involved in these movements, and they're praying to God, you know, God help me out with this movement, because our cause is just, when actually their cause is not just at all. Because they're not praying the will of God, they're praying about things which they think is good, but is actually evil.
所以我们要很小心的是，我们基督徒不要以为我们在为一些公平正义啊努力，但实际上却做了一些非常不公平正义的事情。这就变成进入以为在做好事做善的，就实际上是做了恶的。
And in a similar vein, a similar note, remember people like to talk about rights, you know, people's rights, especially organizations like the United Nations, different organizations that these social justice warriors established. They always talk about rights and trying to enforce rights upon society. Mm-hmm. They always talk about rights. The government should provide this for us in some way. Right to an education, right to health.
那还有一种方向是说大家对权力这件事情的看法。就说常常呢有一些人会在强调说哎政府应该给我们什么权力什么权力什么权力。
Yeah. But actually the Bible never talks about rights.
但是圣经其实从来没有提到过权力这个词。
The Bible says that if you submit to God, then God will provide everything.
圣经的道理是，只要你把你自己献给了神，神会提供所有你所需。
I think the United Nations, they probably have a, what they call a manifesto, be a list of rights that try to enforce on governments around the world, and many governments have signed up for. And then there's a huge list again of rights that are not yet in place.But they say that, say, by the year 2050, we expect to have all of these things all around the world, these rights for all the people of all the nations.
而联合国呢，它在这些年来呢，一直在推动一个就是那种所谓的权利，就是所谓人民该有的权利的一个名单。这个名单呢，权利的这个清单呢，它就希望能够促使所有的国家都要做到。所以他们有一个计划，到了2050年呢，这个清单希望全世界都能达成，
yeah.
就是权力的清单。
They tend to include things like people have a right to an education, or a right to drinking water, a right to sanitation. Like sanitation means like good toilets or good sewage systems, something like that. Electricity as well, things like that.
好，那清单里面包括呢教育的权利，喝洁净的水的权利，厕所很干很好的系统的权利。
I think one of the things, I don't know if it's in place here, but they're trying to get it done, is that everybody has a right to internet access. They're saying, you know, this has become an international law, maybe by 2050. That
What's that?
Internet access, that every country, every community should have access to the internet.
哦，还有呢，就是所谓全，他们甚至把列入这个上网。就全世界各个地方都要有上网的权利。
It's just ridiculous what they're coming up with, but you can see Satan behind it all.
这听起来是有的时候是蛮有趣的，蛮好笑的。就是这说实在话，还是看得到撒旦在做的工。
Because a lot of people in the world don't have that, and a lot of other people think, well, that's fair. Everybody should have education. Everybody should have clean water. Everybody should have internet.Now, a lot of people are deceived by that, and they think it sounds like a good idea.
而很多国家其实可能都还不见得真的有到处的人都有这个网路。然后，所以呢，但是一般文明的世界的人都会觉得说，哎，这个联合国的说法不错哟，应该是要这样哦，应该全球的人都要有同样的权利可以上网。
And I think all of us experience that in our own lives, that yes, education is good, and yes, it's good to have a toilet that works, and yes, it's good to have internet access. We can agree with that.
对我们住在这种生活的人来讲，的确啊，我们应该要有这个网路啊，应该要有好的厕所啊，应该要喝干净的水啊。
But it shouldn't have to become a government law.Well, world law, where it says that everybody has to do that, and the taxpayers have to provide for other people for that.
但是却不能代表说这样子要成为一个所谓全世界共同的一个法令，而这些有钱的国家就要想办法去让那些没钱的国家都能够得到这些东西，这个并不见得是对的。
Yeah, but again, remember, Satan is trying to centralize his power. He's trying to take all the power from all of the nations and all of the states, and, you know, even the local governments, and try to bring it into his hands so that he has greater control.
但是撒旦却想要用一种中央集权式的一个统御，让这世界呢都要能够遵守他唯一的一个法令，这种法令其实概念上就是一种所谓的极权主义的一个概念。
And by giving more power to governments and ultimately to his one world government, he's going to try to provide everything for the people of the world to make people equal. Amongst the confusion, he eventually wants to get people where they can say, well, this one world government is a great idea.
而撒旦的诡计就是希望以一个所谓大家都平等的概念，要让所有的人都在他的一个共同的一个集权概念下生活。
And then during the tribulation, if you remember, that's when Lucifer will actually appear. He's going to try to establish himself or to reveal himself as the one world ruler.
而在大家知道就是到了这个所谓大灾难那个时期的那七年呢，就是撒旦他要掌权全球，让他独立一个人集权的一个世界，一个 one world government， 整个世界只有一个政府的这个集权统治下，就是撒旦他的目标，他认为用他那个方式是可以把这个世界运作得很好的。
It's actually a concept. If you look at all of the famous social justice warriors, the other day I mentioned George Soros. He's one of them. Bill Gates, I would think he's another one. There's a few very big names in economics and power. Richard Branson, he's another guy. Bono, the lead singer of U2. You know, very famous singers, businessmen, these people, they all have the similar concept. These people have been used as pawns by Satan.
在现在这个世上有几个很重要的人都是有这种国际性的影响力的，包括乔治索罗斯、比尔盖茨，还有那个 U2 的主唱
Bono
就是 U2 的那个主唱哈。那他们呢其实都有几乎相似的这种情怀或者是他的主义。
Yeah, so, you know, these people, they all try to promote this concept, they'd be very happy to have it because they think it makes a better planet, a better world.
因为他们真正相信，他们认为这样子的世界才是比较好的世界。
But as Christians, we put our faith in God. We're not going to put our faith in any government or legislation or something of the United Nations.
但是我们基督徒呢，是把我们的信念、信心是摆在神的身上，而不是要摆在任何人造的联合国啊等等的这些人所造的法令这些上面。
Yeah, we can express that in our prayers, that you're trusting God completely.
我们可以把这些我们的期待呢放在我们的这个祷告中，然后我们要100%的信靠神。
Now we are commanded to pray for the government leaders, the leaders of our nations, whether you know, be kings or queens or presidents or even dictators.
我们虽然 是被神要求我们要为我们的领导人跟政府的领导人为他们祷告。
To give them wisdom to rule properly. The ruling of nations is supposed to be, they're only supposed to rule a nation. God never says to pray for the rulers of the United Nations.
但是我们为这些我们国家的领导人的祷告，也只是希望他们有智慧可以带领我们这个国家，但从来神就没有教导我们说我们要为一个全球唯一化的一个政府的领导去祷告，或者是 要祷告有一个全球唯一化的一个政府，这都不是这个基督徒该做的。
Yeah, and when God blesses you, he can use the government rulersof your government to provide an environment where you can be blessed. But God is really not expecting the governments to bless you directly through social programs. God can provide for you much better than any government.
我们就要记得就是神他能够提供的永远是比任何一个政府要好的。 我们永远不要期待政府它能够强大到取代我们神。
Okay, we'll take a 10-minute break and then we'll come back at about, should be at 5 to 8.
我们10分钟的休息，所以7:55回来。